And sometimes I can catch Matt saying something ignorant and stupid and then use it against him in the show. But I'll warn you.
You mean sump bump? Isn't that all the time?
No, it's like every
you,
time.
You, Australian motherfucker.
Because you always want to spread the love.
Oh, indeed. It's all about the love. Even prison love.
Matt's favorite kind of love.
What about camp love?
Well, that's fine. What kind of camp love are you talking about?
Boy Scouts. Yeah.
Boy Scout camp.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
I haven't heard you talk about Boy Scouts in a while.
Yeah, I know, right?
Who doesn't love a wiener?
Please tell me you got that up recording.
Everything's recorded.
Oh,
right,
man.
And we're synced up, so I'm totally using that, too.
Oh, that's so awesome.
But I'm totally using it in context with everything you just said about prison sex, Matt.
All right. Well, I wasn't really talking about prison sex. He started talking about prison sex.
You were talking about prison sex.
No, I was talking about camp sex. It's totally different.
He was talking about hot dogs.
It's much more exploring and not so much rape. Hey, real quick, I was asking Court this. We're figuring it's rugby, but what's more popular in Australia? Is it worldwide, actual football or rugby?
All right, so depending on where you live in the country.
Oh, okay.
So probably the lower eastern side of the country is mostly Australian rules football, so AFL.
Okay.
Up north, it's mostly rugby, but they play soccer. Sort of predominantly in the lower eastern sides as well, but mostly we're an AFL country.
Okay, and do you call football, like we have American football, and then soccer is known worldwide as actual football. Do you call soccer football, or do you call soccer soccer?
Soccer's soccer, mate.
All right, so he's in a part of the country where soccer is just soccer.
Part of the world, you mean?
Part of the world, yeah.
I need you to talk again, so tell us a story, Witch.
Tell me a story, Witch. Well, there was this one time when I was really drunk and I woke up, no pants, no shoes, and a weird tattoo that I can't really talk about.
Go on.
Lesson learned, never sleep with a woman with a tattoo of a dagger on her leg.
Okay? Well, if you pay attention to Teen Wolf, you should never sleep with a woman who has a tattoo of a dagger anywhere on her body.
That's correct.
I don't know. I want to bet on those odds. Better?
Yeah, actually, I don't know if it's feedback. It's just like a slight digitization. But if you record on your side for whenever you're talking, it should be okay. We just have to try and keep Matt from interrupting you, which probably won't
happen. Actually think I know what it might be. Is it gone now?
Yeah.
I don't.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, I don't hear it now.
I had music playing in the background.
Just to catch the levels, make sure that we're not blowing your eardrums out for anything when we're going from the computer. I'm assuming both of us are coming through loud and clear and not too loud or anything.
You guys are absolutely cherry.
All right, awesome. So I'm just going to play the new theme song for...
It should be. I'm drinking.
You lost your cherry on all your orifices a long time ago.
Everything is really nice, mate. You are doing an awesome job. So hang on, before we start, Matt.
Yes, Witch?
Can you let go of your penis, please?
No.
Really, it's freaking me out a little bit.
I don't really give a good goddamn. You're 15 hours into the future. I'll grab my penis all I want.
I just want to know, how did you get a magnifying glass hooked up to your monitor that would work?
A small penis joke.
Because I'm in the future, I could see the mess that he made.
Yeah, it's all over the goddamn carpet. I should have just put in something like a vinyl flooring.
You really should have, if you would have been thinking right. But you didn't, so...
I need to
rebuild. This is your home problem.
Every time I build a splash guard, Witch, he just keeps going above and beyond it. Literally.
It's like a challenge.
Don't make Max mad, or else he might say anti-Semitic remarks and get recorded doing it.
Might?
Might, yeah, he does.
Absolutely will. We were joking a couple weeks ago about how you could play Spot the Nazi. Or was it last week? I can't remember.
It was last week. You could Spot the Nazi with your Living Dead.
because of the one guy ended up being like a kind of a very subtly hinted at Nazi because of the various little pieces that you would see.
Mm-hmm.
And then we made the joke about how if you're watching a Mel Gibson film, it's not very much of a challenge.
No, there he is. Right there at the beginning. That's nice.
Yep.
Game over.
All right, so we're not going to play Spot the Nazi because the game's over already.
Yeah, game's over right away.
Yep.
Let's get into the film. All right, so on this Anarchy Road, which is the most beautiful road name ever. I can't get over that.
What if there was a road called Guts and Boobs?
Nope, Anarchy's still better.
Anarchy still wins? Okay, all right.
Now, Blood Breast.
I like just knowing where you are.
Blood Breast and Beasts might be a better name for a road.
Blood Breast and Beasts.
But that's more like a Blood Breast and Beasts way. That's more like a path.
You think Anarchy Road's kind of like our route,
666?
Yeah.
No, Anarchy Road still wins for me.
No, but wins, yeah. But do you think it's kind of like that?
Well, I don't know, because it's
on the way 66. To the highway to hell.
That's on
that is that the highway to hell that he's referring to? It's, I know it's Route 666, yeah.
No, that is not the highway to hell. Highway to hell.
Highway to hell. Where's that go?
We are already off the rails.
My ex-wife's house.
I bet their condoms are extra stronger than ours.
They would have to be.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And also, to live this long, they all have to be tough bastards. That semen will not stop with just one condom. It'll bust right through.
You do it right, it'll go right through her nose.
It's like a shotgun through her back. I'll call.
And then she looks at you and goes, is that all you got?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like the kind of thing I would have probably pulled in like college or whatever.
Yeah.
Get a free meal out of it.
So then the pus has started leaking out of this open wound. You going to finish that? No? Cool.
Yeah. So.
Because I will.
The eyeball pops out, right? And goes flying across the room. And all of a sudden it lands in this chick's mouth because she's fucking screaming. And because she's screaming, it goes all the way back to her throat and she fucking swallows it. And then just looks at everybody really, really grossed out. That's Evil Dead 2.
You gonna finish that chicken parm? Or
yeah, and it looked just like that chicken parm. Are you gonna finish that?
You gonna finish that? No, I'll take it. Give it here. I've maxed out my cafeteria card for the month. Yeah, four or five of my buddies were at a bar, and one of our buddies got that Bud Light Platinum crap, and he tasted it, and he went. And in succession, he goes, oh, my God, that's disgusting. I go, well, let me try it. Shit, that's gross. And then everybody, well, let me try it. Went all the way down the line till everyone agreed. Yes, that was horrible.
And when it finally got to where there was nothing left but backwash, Matt chugged it all because that's the kind of guy he is.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And then goggled it.
You going to finish that?
You can have that chicken parm.
We're good.
So. Okay. I mean, that's like level like. Lieutenant Commander Data, if you notice, didn't have his full insignia in scene 3 after scene 4.
That's because they had to move it out of the way so they could put the telephone right in the middle of his chest for no reason.
There you go.
Nerd!
Holy shit, this just became a Star Trek podcast.
Yes, it
did. Nerds! Nerds!
Sorry, don't they use this as a learn to drive video on the stage?
No. As a matter of fact, this is a learn how not to drive video.
Yeah.
Oh?
Yeah.
Wow, we get this in high school.
This is what the people who get like speeding tickets have to watch to get the speeding ticket off the record.
Yeah, we seriously have scare films that used to exist around this time frame in our country that were like Red Asphalt, Blood on the Highway, and stuff like that. Like those kind of scare films to try and keep people from doing this very kind of shit.
Blood on a Highway sounds like a variation of Smoke in the Water.
It's probably using that same guitar riff.
Yeah,
because everybody's learning how to. No, you're not. Shut up. I'll fucking mute you. Knock it off. Jesus fucking Christ. All right, so after Roop drives through the
RV. Jamie, you won't speed again.
Blood on the highway.
I need to fire Matt and hire Witch. He's so much more useful than
But he's way... I mean, that's 15 hours, man. He ain't going to want to do this every week.
I'll work around it.
You'll work around it. Well, they also probably realized he might be a borderline Nazi, so let's not give him a lot of money. Australians are a lot smarter than us Americans. We gave him millions.
You don't know at the time, he may not have been. He might have transitioned over.
Oh, okay.
He might have been hanging out with David Duke after he got to our country. It might be more our fault.
It might be. I said, at least the Australians only gave him 10 grand. He came here, and us dumbass Americans gave him millions. Why? Because why did we give him millions? Because he made a snuff film about Christ. Thanks.
Whoa. So Mel Gibson was Australian right up to the point that he became anti-Semitic, and we all went, no, you can keep him. We know that he came from America originally and he lived here, and we went, no, he's an Australian because we do that. And then he went, he's a fucking lunatic. You can have him back.
I was going to ask you that, because when we were first talking about this, I heard you say that the only one that was an American was Gibson, and I was like, wait, what? And now I understand why you're giving him back. And you know what? We have Trump, so we'll take it.
And you know what?
We deserve this.
The same goddamn thing happened with Bryan Adams. He made that goddamn song. We tried to give it back to Canada. They said, no thanks.
No dice. He's all yours.
No dice.
Same thing with Mike Myers and the Love Guru in Canada.
You know what, though? Fuck that. At least Mike Myers has far better things than bad.
Have you seen the Love Guru, though?
I have. It's terrible, but it's not as bad.
It's a special kind of racist.
But Bryan Adams has, like, a catalog of horseshit.
We're not talking about those shitty movies and that shitty fucking musician. We're talking about this amazing fucking movie starring a possible, that back then, even a Nazi. Max is at home drinking a beer. Now, it didn't look like a pint.
Yeah,
it looked like a smaller
buddy.
Glass.
Mm.
Yeah, it was a glass. Yeah.
It was just like a little like 12-ouncer or whatever, but he's drinking.
That's kind of normal. Like in Wisconsin, in the small town that all my family's from, you order a beer, and if you want a glass with it, you don't get like huge pint glasses. You get the bottle of beer, they'll open it, and then you get a little glass that you pour it in and drink it if you like it out of the glass.
I prefer a pint.
I get it, so would I.
Yeah,
but when you're in a small goddamn town, what are you going to do?
At least you two. Oh, bitch, I'd rather have it in a point. Drink from the fucking bottle like a man.
I would rather
have a pint glass and from the tap. That's all I'm saying. If they serve it to me in a bottle, I'm drinking it from the bottle.
It's because your testicles haven't dropped yet.
Drink from the fucking bottle like
they
a
haven't,
man.
They haven't dropped yet because they're still stuck in your mouth. Can you please get them back?
Alright, well done.
Alright, so... Yeah, so if Trump gets elected, Mad Max 2 is going to happen in America.
Okay. Well, everywhere else, too. Yeah. There's no confining it.
Don't give that bastard the coat.
Sorry, witch.
Yeah, we're sorry about that. There's nothing we can do.
We're trying to stop it, but I don't know.
There's no way we can.
See, we all look at that shit and just go, you're so fucked.
Is that really like the idea? Like I've not talked to anybody from another country since this. Well, except for Duncan.
Yeah.
Since all this has gotten going, but out in Australia, do you see him on TV and go, what the fuck?
Seriously, we look at it and just go, look, because we recently had an election and it was just like, oh fuck off, because we have compulsory voting. So it's not like your system where it's voluntary. Like, we don't understand your system. It's fucking retarded.
As are we usually.
Yeah, well.
The way that we set up everything, probably. Right.
We were started by a bunch of white slave owners, so I'm just saying. Yeah.
Who just didn't want to pay taxes.
Who didn't want to pay tea taxes, really.
But we were started by criminals. So, you know, we go, all right, we have to vote. You go, you vote, you do it. Right? And we get that. And, you know, we go, wow, all right, it's a two-party system. We have some independence. And basically, it's one or the other's going to get in, and it's whoever's least fucked us off in recent history, and they get in.
That's pretty much how our system works, except it's voluntary and you're not forced to vote.
And we really hate our two parties.
But the difference is that you guys, it's basically, if you've got a shitload of cash, no matter how fucking crazy you are, you can run for office.
Well,
And it's just like, oh my God.
Yeah, and you just have to know how to troll our people, because we have a large swath of people who believe that if I say the word fuck, you know, everyone should get mad. Then we have a large swath of people who believe that as long as you get up on the podium and say God is great, you should be the next president, no matter what any other policy is. So there you go.
And this now concludes the world politics hour.
Yeah, we're all really high up here on our goddamn soapboxes.
The good thing for us is we live in a country where we all live around the edge. So if it all turns fucked, we're moving to the middle.
We're living on the edge.
All right. And now this finally concludes our political talk hour.
Yeah, we'll see.
So I live in the absolute south of the country. 2 years ago, I lived in the absolute north of the country, which has tornadoes, floods, 98% humidity.
I didn't know you guys got tornadoes there. That's amazing.
You can get them
So we get monsoons mostly, but that can turn into, you know, high winds and everything else. It's not quite, you know, it's a twister. We do get, obviously, that extreme weather. In the far north, you know, like I said, you get all that, and you get Crocs.
Holy Jesus Christ, man.
And Crocs can be anywhere. They just come up through the waterways and eat fucking dogs and small children.
Swim over the toilet awesome. And bite your ass.
Yeah, that's, well, you know.
Is there ever a landmass in the history of anything that said, don't live on me, it's Australia. Only second probably to Antarctica.
Yeah.
And back to the film.
All right.
Back to the film.
And then they looked at him and said, now, in our version of this movie, Max is Jewish. Can you put on this yarmulke? That's a hard no.
No.
Focused on what can I make the most.
I guarantee you that's one of his favorite movies.
It was when I was a kid. Yeah, absolutely. Seeing it now as an adult, I have completely different eyes, and it's just terrible. We'll get into that when we cover it someday, Matt.
Now I'm seeing this court dancer in the house going, nothing's gonna stop us now.
Sometimes I do. He can sing, you can't.
Together.
And you are now muted. which go ahead. If you want to keep making fun of me by singing that song.
No. I'm done, mate. I'm done.
Matt's tried to sing so loud he'll get picked up through my gate on my mic, and it just wasn't working.
I had to go too big. Too high pitch, it won't pick up.
Moving on.
And I lost my place. So the waylaying with Jackassery is now complete, guys. Awesome.
All right. Yay, us, witch.
Yay! Yet another episode where I have a lot of excessive work to do.
Yay! For us, witch.
Yay, penis!
We don't have to do anything.
Yeah, see, you get to see, witch, how much of a clusterfuck this recording stuff usually ends up becoming for us. And then when I edit it at the end, how it ends up sounding so beautiful.
Whoa. Once it's done. What's this us stuff? It's actually just a clusterfuck for you.
The editing part.
You have to do all the work. I'm actually giving you props on this.
That's what I'm saying.
You have to do all the work.
When we do the recording, it always ends up becoming some kind of a clusterfuck.
It really does.
That's why, our Return of the Living Dead episode was, most recently the thing I had to edit the absolute least.
Really?
Yeah, because you did all the synopsis stuff, so you couldn't fuck off as much.
I know. I love fucking off,
and it
too.
Went so much more smoother.
Yeah. That was a really good episode. When you did Iced, that was so cool.
Thanks.
I really loved sitting and watching it on YouTube and listening to you guys. You know, that sort of stuff is just great.
Did you watch the synced up version of that?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so it worked for you just fine. It sounded good and everything.
It sounded really good. Like I said, I actually held out. I started listening to your version, just the sound version. And then I went, fuck it. If you're going to do a sync version, I'll just sit and watch the sync version because that's the way to do it.
Well, if we start doing special stuff like that, I'm going to specifically only do it for a YouTube page as a little bonus episode. Because the way our stuff is set up, I can't release video on the feed. It would cost a tremendous, twice as much. So
yeah, fucking feed costs are just a pain in the ass. I mean, we're actually at the point now where I run our feed out of my house.
Oh, you're the server?
Yeah, I'm the server.
That's badass.
Well, it's the only way to do it. I mean, it was costing us probably about $15 a month, plus registration fees, plus all the other shit that goes with it. So it was, it was $300-$400 a year.
Wow. And I'm bitching because I have to pay $99.
There's a limitation on how much traffic you can pass per month. Well, I used to anyway. And like I said, the plan we had, we used to do that. But because we have our entire back catalog online, we were just passing way too much traffic and we were just getting stung in the ass.
Well, hopefully that won't happen to me, but we'll see. If I get popular enough, that would be a good problem to have.
Dude, seriously, you guys put out an awesome show. You wait till you start racking up 50 and 100 and all that sort of stuff. Your back catalog stays online. People go out and download the entire fucking back catalog to listen to.
I do that to podcasts all the time. I've been through the B-movie cast that Vince did three or four times. Yeah. All right, let's get back into the film here.
Yeah, let's stop licking our own assholes and let's get to work.
And 3, 2, 1. Oh, God, what am I thinking of right off the top of my head now?
Did he give Kundalini a good tongue lashing?
Tongue lashing?
I don't know.
He gave the ice cream a good tongue lashing. That was fucking creepy. Well, anyway, I lost my place here. Hang on a sec.
Phila, Forrest.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
guys, I got to stop. My phone's ringing. Hang on.
I mean, fuck. It's what's the whole purpose of it?
Well, then if you don't have eye contact, then it's just a shame wink.
Well, it really is. Then it's like you're ashamed that you're masturbating.
Exactly.
I'm going to have so many amazing outtakes. Yeah. Okay, let's try and move this along.
Look at me.
So that he can enjoy the rest of his day and we can get on with our nights.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Coming back in 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, it was his wife apparently. Sorry.
Oh, no problem. Coming back in 3, 2, 1. He reacts. Let me hit that again. All right, so what we're going to do right now...
He's recording those right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to probably invite him in for some.
We're on a delay.
Yeah. All right, so... We're done.